Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 13th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. A South Carolina woman has been accused of leaving her two children alone in a car 1 week after her mother's 13-year-old daughter died in a hot car. The 30-year-old woman was arrested Monday and charged with unlawful conduct toward a child. Walterboro Police Lieutenant Amy Stivender said the woman left her 7-year-old and 6-month-old in her car with the engine running while she shopped at Walmart. Police say the car's air conditioning wasn't working. Last week, the woman's 49-year-old mother and male friend were charged with murder. The Colleton County Sheriff's Office said the disabled 13-year-old girl was intentionally left inside a hot car for 5 hours on August 5th. A former South Carolina police chief who robbed one bank and is charged with robbing another says his life has been cursed since his brain surgery. The Post and Courier newspaper reports 50-year-old Richard Edward Inman has been in law enforcement since 1994 and was hired as Williamston's police chief in 2009. A seizure soon led doctors to remove a tumor on a part of his brain that oversees judgment and impulse control. Inman's former co-workers say he came back without a filter and unable to do his job. He resigned over sharing a racist post online and then blatantly robbed a Simpsonville bank in 2017, appearing barefaced in surveillance video. He was sentenced to time served for that robbery. Now he's jailed on charges in another bank robbery in March. Crews are looking for a swimmer who is missing on South Carolina's coast at Murrells Inlet. Rescue squads and U.S. Coast Guard began searching after 21-year-old Roger Trell Wigfall of Pawleys Island was reported missing on Sunday afternoon. Wigfall's relatives tell the Myrtle Beach Sun News that the man often goes out on a boat with friends on the weekend. Sister Astrid McCullough says she just hopes he's holding on somewhere. Teams are using boats and sonar equipment in the search. Wigfall was reported missing a few miles north of a landing on the Intracoastal Waterway. South Carolina's former transportation commissioner has been arrested on a prostitution charge a day after being sentenced to probation in an unrelated case. 72-year-old John Norton Hardy was charged with solicitation of prostitution Thursday. On Wednesday, a judge sentenced Hardy to 18 months probation, 45 days of house arrest, and fined him $1,000 on a felony charge of deleting emails connected to a federal investigation. If convicted, he could face prison time for violating the terms of his probation. Drought conditions are on the rise across the state. All but two of the state's 46 counties are officially not in drought status. Here's more from South Carolina Public Radio's Russ McKinney.
With the exception of Charleston and Berkeley counties, the rest of the state is feeling the effects of too little rainfall and excessive heat. The state's Drought Response Committee has now placed 18 counties in the PD and the central portion of the state in a moderate drought category. 26 counties are now in what's called an incipient drought, the least severe category. In Marlborough, Marion, Dillon, and Horry counties, the state agriculture department says the drought is taking its toll on cotton and soybean crops. Lakes and rivers are reported to be at their normal summer levels. However, officials indicate the excessive heat most of the state has experienced this summer is as much to blame for the drought as the below normal rainfall totals. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.
The mayor of Greenville says affordable housing must be included in a $1 billion redevelopment project near the city's trendy downtown area. Mayor Knox White told a meeting last week he considers affordable housing to be non-negotiable. Greenville City Center is considered a model for revitalization, and officials are looking at a proposal to spend $1 billion on a redevelopment project within walking distance of the area. The Greenville News reports as many as 1,500 apartments would be built under the current plan, and White says that must include a mix of housing types. The area that's being redeveloped doesn't currently include housing, but it's beside one of the city's oldest African-American communities. Rising home prices are raising concerns about what will happen to area residents. Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.